United Way and the Ad Council.
To your better senses, I'm appealing to you, please, please, please make it a good day. We're going to help you get to that point, but we can't do it by ourselves. Jennifer is important, and she's strong. She can do a lot, but she can't do it all. Clay Cohut is here. He's not so strong, and we know he can't do it all. Richie's not even here yet, so we've got Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. He can help. But we need your help. You are the important ingredient. You are the wild card. You are the person who can help more than anybody else. Make this a good day. So I've made my appeal. Now let's let it wash
around.
Nicely
done, by the way.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Horn and Doug and Michael and Clay and Rich and whoever else manages to come into the fold at 800-510-8255. You may or may not have heard yesterday, those of you listening to KTSM in El Paso heard this, a lot of other people, we were talking about Juarez and the residents who are fleeing this dying city. 1.4 million people were there last year at this time. The turf battle continues between the powers that be, I suppose, elected officials, law enforcement, etc., and the cartels, as more and more people are killed. This is the most dangerous city in the Western world. 3,000 people killed there, out of control. And so with El Paso right on the other side, we have this Mayor John Cook of El Paso, I think that's his name, trying to get a handle on the way that we on this side of the border can help and yet still maintain the rule of law, because there are people coming over in droves. They want to come over, and so the economic circumstances in El Paso, the public, and I'm interested in hearing from people in El Paso about this, 800-510-8255, the push, the strain on government there is pretty severe. So the number of people there, not only in Juarez, but people moving out of El Paso because mm-hmm. they don't like the exchange that's going on. Furniture stores, the people that are coming across the border, the illegals, the drug cartels. Actually, it's interesting, Jennifer, how the government of Mexico seems not to be connected, doesn't get it, isn't listening. There is a new application available for Mexicans to come to our country. They can apply for a trusted traveler status that will allow them to bypass elements of airport security in Mexico when they fly into the United States. Under this new program, Mexicans who have undergone background checks and are deemed low security risks will be able to fly into any major U.S. city and breeze through customs, almost as if they were a member. Remember when this first happened in Europe and all the countries sort of became part of the European Union and you don't have to really go through the same security if you're, let's say, flying from Germany to England or France to Spain, that sort of thing? This is the equivalent of that. And the brainchild behind all of this is the lovely and talented Janet Napolitano. She and her Mexican counterparts announced the intent to roll out this program, saying it was evidence of increased information sharing and law enforcement collaboration. Meanwhile, thinking about what's going on in Juarez and wondering how you do that, or go a little bit west to the California, they call it the Calexico border, where the folks that are on the front lines of immigration there have installed buoys in the canal along the U.S.-Mexican border where immigrants drowned every year. The buoys are aimed at helping save their lives.
Yes, they can hold on, right?
Right.
Huh.
So This is a debate.
Interesting.
Well, it's a dilemma, I suppose, a moral dilemma. You don't want to see people drowning. But by the same token, you can see there is a sort of a, I don't know, fence. Not really a fence, but this current and the canal was set up to move fast enough to keep people from swimming across it. That doesn't keep them from trying to. And there's an 82-mile canal. Cost us $1 million to build it. And they have put up bilingual signs that read, warning, dangerous current. Bilingual means they put up Spanish signs. There wasn't much discussion about this. I think there was a report on 60 Minutes that suggested that our Homeland Security Agency was callous to those who were drowning in the canal. It's dangerous to try to swim across it. Currents are 30 miles an hour, no match for anybody who can't swim. So apparently there are a lot of decomposing corpses of illegals that flow down the canal. They look like big balloons. Ever seen a body in the water that's been there for a while? Kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. They all fluffy.
500 people drowned there last year, apparently. Trying to get across to the Imperial Valley, where there are lots of jobs, lots of people. This thing has been down there for a while, apparently. So the deputy coroner down in Imperial County says that the bodies that they find are pretty horrendous. Really. Let's make it easier, though, for everybody to come here who's an illegal. And once they get here, no more calling them illegal immigrants. The National Group of Journalists getting together at a conference says that our media, Jennifer, ought to stop using the term illegal immigrant and illegal alien.
In favor of what?
Only a court of law can declare you illegal. The Diversity Committee of the Society of Professional Journalists says that it wants to inform and sensitize Americans through the media about how offensive the term is to those who are illegal. It's offensive. It's offensive to Latinos. The language originated with anti-immigrant groups along the border. So there's a nationwide campaign that has been suggested to refer now to the illegals as undocumented workers. Do not write stories if you're going to stay as a member of the Society of Professional Journalists. Don't ever refer to illegal immigrants or aliens as illegal immigrants or aliens.
Hmm.
Now you must refer to them as undocumented workers. What do you think of that, folks? 800-510-8255. Thoughts, please. 14 after on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
800-510-8255, 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with an idea or a thought about political correctness. Is this what the Navy captain has gone through, the political correctness gone awry or amok? And then there are other examples of things that we just shake our head. These things go on. This is a new year. It'll be the same sort of thing. I mean, the way we handle it may be different. There may be some new use terms or things that float across your eyes. And you think, okay, and you'll roll your eyes, some of you. Here's another one, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
A federal appeals court has ruled this week that a cross displayed on public property, which has been there, by the way, for about 100 years in La Jolla, is unconstitutional.
Right.
There's three versions of the Christian symbol erected on top of Mount Soledad. You know where that is?
I have no idea.
North of San Diego. Yeah, it's been there since 1913. 43-foot cross erected in honor of the Korean War veterans, been the subject of constant judicial back and forth for about 20 years when two Vietnam War veterans filed suit against the city saying it violated the California Constitution's no preference clause. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the notion that the cross was solely a memorial. The use of such a distinctively Christian symbol to honor all veterans sends a strong message of endorsement and exclusion, the court said in its ruling. It suggests that the government is so connected to a particular religion that it treats the religion symbolism as its own. Huh.
What do you think?
I think that we have much ado about nothing with most of this stuff. The cross, yeah, I guess that the original symbol, the cross that Jesus bore to Calvary and to his death is the symbol of the Christian faith. But I think it also stands for peace. I think there are a lot of different interpretations of it, frankly.
If people put it up for a memorial, can we really tell them to take it down?
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, you can tell it's public land. You can tell them to do anything you want with it. What I always wonder about is how people have such little
time to focus on, like, the big issues that are going around.
Right. 800-510-8255. Ernie is in El Paso. Hi, Ernie.
How you doing?
Well, I'm all right, sir. How about you? How are you doing in El Paso with all this stuff from Juarez?
It's a little scary. It's a little scary. We've seen a drastic change here in El Paso.
How many of the people are being handled? They are, by definition, if they come over and they don't have papers, are most of them coming over without papers just to escape what's going on there?
Well, we hear what the news tells us, and they say like over 100,000 documented. And
okay, so 100,000 documented. How many illegals?
Right. As you can imagine, it's probably a lot more.
Yeah. All right, so
a lot more.
Are you, is the news media there in El Paso, KTSM, and the newspapers and television stations, are they handling this well? Are they using the Society of Professional Journalists term undocumented workers for those who are there illegally? Are they being very sensitive to that?
That's exactly true.
Are
that's
they?
Exactly what they're doing.
Uh-huh. And what do you think about that?
I kind of sympathize to what's going on over there, but in that same sense, it seems like it's coming down here. The bad is out here also. We've seen a lot of that.
Got the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the undocumented.
Yeah. And the undocumented, right, exactly.
We got
to
take over Mexico, Danny.
Thanks, yeah, it's time to take over Mexico. 800-510-TALK-21 after on Good Day.
Good. Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
The number one guy, Dick Clark.
I think the only real drastic mistake we collectively ever made on American Bandstand was play this record and they said, they weren't very enthusiastic. They gave it a 73 and it turned out to be She Loves You by the Beatles.
Really?
I think we missed that one.
Cause I'm country strong.
Story floating around today about Gwyneth Paltrow in the February edition of Good Housekeeping.
Uh-oh.
She opens up about dealing with postpartum depression after the birth of her son Moses in 2006. That is her from that new movie that's been out. How long has that movie been around?
Country Strong. I think it just did a soft open, didn't it?
Yeah. Right. I don't think it's out. Yeah.
In wide release yet?
She had a great time with Apple's first few months back 2004, but when she had Moses, her second child, She couldn't connect, she said. She didn't have access to her heart, her emotions. She felt like a zombie. She's 38 years old now, and she feels like opening up. This is okay. I think this, a lot of mothers go through this. She
Absolutely.
Thought she was going to be a terrible mother and a terrible person. Her husband is Chris Martin, who is the frontman for Coldplay, who thought something wasn't right. And about 4 months into it, he said, something's wrong. She said, no, I'm fine. He said, no, you aren't. And so now she's discussing it publicly.
That's
she said there are different
though.
Shades of it and depths of it, which is why I think it's so important for women to talk about it. So there it is, the story of Gwyneth Paltrow. We're talking about the term illegal immigrant. We're talking about the problem of illegal immigration. And we're talking with people who are in El Paso who are very interested in talking. Kurtz in El Paso. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, they've been coming over here for years. And they
but they,
aren't,
they haven't been coming over. They haven't been coming over in the volume that they are now, have they?
Probably not. I'm outside of El Paso. I've been working Las Cruces. That's 40 miles from. I got out of
right.
El Paso.
Yeah, because
and,
of this.
I'm sorry.
You got out of El Paso because of this problem?
Yeah. Well, when NAFTA came in, I lost my job as a machinist and haven't been able to get another
NAFTA
certified machinist.
Yeah. So you're out, what are you
right.
doing for work?
Well, I went to welding. I was working on farm equipment for a farmer. I'm trying to stay out of the city.
Yeah. All right. So what do you feel?
Way, that's just as bad. Well, I think it's just a politically, once again, a politically correct.
Yeah.
They say it's impolitically correct to call them illegal aliens. They're just hiding the truth.
People work on this. They stick to it. That's the problem. 28 after.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
People say, well, you've got the Good Day program. What's good about this? It's good to be discussing.
So much.
This. Well, there is something to be learned from it. There's also a story about how much the courts are moving out the deportation cases. That is, dismissing them, and people just let who are here illegally just, okay, see you later, and they just put them out and they wander around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Council.
Yesterday's news.
January 5th, 2002. A 15-year-old boy flies a plane into a building.
This was something that was totally out of the blue. No one saw it coming. And certainly I have my ways of checking.
Charles Bishop stole a plane from a flight school he attended and flew it into the Bank of America building in downtown Tampa, Florida. The ninth grader was killed instantly, but no one else was injured. Bishop carried a note which showed support for Osama bin Laden and the September 11th attacks, which occurred just 3 months earlier. Bishop's teachers claimed they never saw any signs that he supported bin Laden.
He wanted to join the Air Force, so bad things like this wouldn't happen.
The boy's parents later sued the makers of Accutane, an acne medication which they claimed had severe psychiatric side effects. Bishop's friend said he was just in search of attention, and he had told them numerous times to watch the news on television that day because he would be on it. And that's yesterday's news for January 5th.
Have a good day.
34 after the hour now. Doug Stafford, good day program from yesterday's news to today's news, the events, the people, things that are going on in the world. We try to put a good spin on most everything. Because, as you know, this is the world that we live in is full of destruction. It's full. It is.
I know, you're right.
It's full of people like to rip things apart. And that doesn't serve you well. Although I don't think you run away from the issues like this one that are so important to making life better. But, again, it's kind of like one day at a time, one person at a time. And the time that you have needs to be used wisely. And I believe that very strongly. You have given me the opportunity to come into your life with my friends Jennifer and Rich and Michael and Clay and all the others that are part of the Good Day program. So I want to use the time wisely. And most of the time, we're happy to have fun with you, fun with the issues. And you're going to have a little bit of fun with this, but not much, because this is a serious situation and it's not getting any better. And we don't seem to be in agreement on it. You go back and forth, especially the people in the news media who take this and twist it and turn it around. And I think to that end, John has called us, another El Pasan, who has a thought. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the situation in Juarez and all the people coming across the border, the violence, the destruction, the horror that is Juarez, like a war zone, like World War II all over again, and the problems that we have with illegal immigrants. And then as a sort of an add-on to that, reporters have now been instructed by a certain group, the Diversity Committee of the Society of Professional Journalists, say that we need to be more sensitive to Latinos, and that those anti-immigration groups along the Mexican-American border have caused foment and hatred. So from now on, if you're writing a story or you're a journalist and you're referring to the illegals, you don't refer to them as illegals. You refer to them as undocumented workers. Now, let's watch the nightly newscasts. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the radio newscast. Matter of fact, John in El Paso, do you find that the local news media is picking up on this? Are the illegals being referred to? You've got hundreds and thousands, maybe the hundreds of thousands of them there. Are they referring to them as undocumented workers?
They're illegals.
Well, we know. I like you.
Yeah, we know they're illegals, but that isn't the local newspaper. Yeah. Are they referring to them as undocumented workers?
Well, politically correct, run amok. I've lived here an awful long time. My front, my bedroom, as a matter of fact, I'm looking out right now. We're still kind of dark and having our first cup of coffee. And I can see the fence from where I live. I'm actually right by Sunland Park Racetrack. And it's very calm. It's very peaceful. I work for a family-owned business that's been here 50 years. We had, through July of last year, we had one murder in this town. It's either the safest or second safest city.
Yeah, well,
in the country.
It's interesting. El Paso is a very, well, I've always been, I've gone through, I've been to the station there two or three times, and I've been through the town a dozen times, I'll bet, over the years as I drive back and forth across the country.
So what are they doing there that's different?
Well, the bottom line is, I mean, from where I sit and what I see, the border, at least as far as it is along the Rio Grande and out toward Columbus, New Mexico, we go out there. I've got friends. We all have Jeeps. We go out there and shoot rifles, plink all the time. What has changed is
it's
if we
like
go out there
the birds.
In the desert. Oh, yeah.
There That's you what happened to all those birds.
Shoot the birds and the desert mite, the desert rats and all that kind of stuff. But we used to be able to go out there, and nobody would bother us, and we wouldn't be. In some cases, we could drive right up to the border. There's a big, massive fence up there now. And
which,
and
by the way,
now,
you saw the other day, John, that two 18-year-old gymnasts scaled the wall in, what, about 20 seconds? Was that? Wasn't that?
Oh, it's if they want to get over it, they can.
Yeah.
The difference is now we're out there, and if we're shooting, I would say within 2 or 3 minutes, we're either going to have a Border Patrol helicopter or we're going to have some four-wheel vehicle come ask us who we are and ask us for identification. In that regard, it's changed. But as far as the border here in El Paso and along the river and stuff like that, it's sealed up tighter than a button. Can they get in? Yes. If they have proper documentation, they can. I have a lot of friends. We actually had a branch in Juarez, Mexico. And what has changed is the violence there, no question. It's very sad. It's very unfortunate to see. As far as the people that are coming into El Paso, there are people that have wealth, have money, and they're bringing their businesses up here because the extortion and the kidnapping and the violence.
Right, here's the story. Listen to this. Listen to this. Here's a businessman in Juarez who has been paying off extortionists. He's a 43-year-old food wholesaler who's been operating in the city center of Juarez, provides bulk dog food, beer, this sort of thing to small convenience stores. He and his compatriots stocked their shelves. It's now, in the last year or so, the business was confronted by La Línea. They are the enforcers of the Juarez cartel. They are the corrupt police, the corrupt soldiers. They went into his store, one of the stores, and said that they would be required to pay $300 a week for protection. It's the same as the old mob. It's, I mean, there's nothing new about this. This is the same tactic the mob took and the enforcers in all the big cities around our country.
It's just a more intense version of everything we had in Prohibition. Unfortunately, this happens to be drugs and anything associated.
So here
with
are the, but there were people in Juarez who said they wouldn't give these guys any money, and they were all gunned down in their stores over the last year or so.
That is absolutely correct. There's been a lot of fatalities. I personally have known of some people who have, either been threatened because they own a business and they got out. Those that have capital and have the proper documentation.
So to get to the bottom line, John, to get to the bottom line here, you say the news media has hyped the issue.
They've amped it up. They've hyped it up. And when Governor Perry says, you know, we're being shot and bullets are coming over the border, I was just sitting there shaking my head going,
it's good for business.
I can't see why they do it, but they do it.
It's good for business in Juarez. In El Paso, it sounds like it's good for business.
Damn. We just had the best year we've ever had with the growth in Fort Bliss. You've got $4.8 billion of infrastructure that's been pouring into Bliss and will through 2014. If you look at the top 10 healthiest cities in the country, there's a big blue dot on El Paso. Yeah. I'm on the board of the Association of Builders, and we had a heck of a good year. And I want to get out.
There's a good spin on this. John, thank you. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you. 800-510-8255. So I'm not trying to stir the pot, but I am interested in having people discuss the issue. So the good thing is that Juarez and its people coming over into El Paso have made El Paso a better, more prosperous place, it would seem, from the stories of. That's one. There are four elements to this conversation. Now, let me summarize as we sort of blow beyond where we are time-wise. The new system of trusted travelers coming into our country, is that A-OK with you? Critics say the drug cartels will quickly learn how to exploit loopholes in the plan. They point to the recent arrests of two pre-vetted trusted travelers caught trying to smuggle marijuana into the U.S. through one of the Texas border checkpoints. And one of the sheriffs says drug cartels could recruit Mexicans with clean backgrounds to get trusted traveler status and then use them to smuggle drugs. Hmm. All right? I mean, anything is possible. But does that negate the program? Well, if Janet Napolitano weren't connected to it, I'd probably be a little more interested in it. But I find her to be anathema to common sense in any sort. I mean, she's just not that bright. And it comes across that way. She's dull. And this is an important, this was a political payoff. It's like, okay, just because she was governor of a border state, that qualifies her to be the chief of Homeland Conspiracy. The program in El Paso has been around since the late 90s. There is a program that was designed to expedite entry for low-risk, high-frequency travelers. Occasionally, somebody comes through this. Somebody tries to smuggle things in, and they have to, people that press their luck, they get caught, according to what I'm seeing here in local newspaper coverage. The arrests show that drug cartels could try to recruit people, though, with clean backgrounds, because it's such a sinister business. They're so calculating. They plan things so well. They could develop people. I can understand. And that's how the Al-Qaeda people, a lot of the people who were recruited to get into the trouble on September 11th were pretty clean cut, some pretty educated, some had no records whatsoever, no tie to anything. That's how they could get around as they did. And so the whole thing is so troubling. But it is important, I think, for us to keep it on our radar screen. That's why I bring it up. But I was mostly moved by this current story from the journalist group, the Society for Professional Journalists.
Can't defend anybody.
Right, yeah. No illegals. They are undocumented workers, and you write it that way, or else
you're out.
You're out. And then the number of deportation cases, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of these. And the priorities of the Department of Homeland Defense is that there's 17,000 cases that ICE has at the moment. And so they're just looking at some of them and say, okay, this one stays, that one goes. This one stays, that one goes. I'm looking at some of the thoughts from some of the folks who are listening, who have followed us on Facebook. Here is Bella, who writes, I'm a Mexican-American with certain views. I'll be damned if I'll vote Republican after reading some of the hateful comments made by the right about Hispanics. Okay.
Is it about Hispanics? Hispanics, though, or is it about illegal people?
Well, the Hispanics, they see
undocumented.
I think that some, although most of the Hispanics that I've ever talked to about this are as angry about the illegals
right.
as everybody
they went
else is.
The right channels to
so
get
who
here.
Is it that's complaining? Who in the so-called Latino community is complaining about the insensitive reference to illegal immigrants? I know plenty of people who are here the right way who refer to them using Spanish words that are a lot more severe than illegal immigrants.
There's a mix in that community as well.
A mix in Latino.
I know a lot of people who think they should be given a chance, give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, I'm not one of them, but I'm not.
No, neither is my wife. I mean, she
the Latino, there's a difference between the Latino and Hispanic community. The two words are desperate. They are separate.
Right.
They refer to different. I remember the Latinos used to be the term that was used to refer to the Cubans, and the Hispanics were the ones that came from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Hispanics, like my wife from Colombia, is from Spanish origin when the Spaniards went down and basically raped and pillaged the whole country.
Right. Thank you very much to Spain.
Yeah.
Queen Isabella, great lady.
They were.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, it's now 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert on Good Day. He and a lot of other people, as a matter of fact, I think about 20,000 of you, doctors, professionals in the field of health and well-being since 1980, Ken, have recommended Medifast because it's fast, it's safe, it's simple, it's satisfying, and it's supportive. I've already heard, and I don't know whether Richie you have, and Jennifer, everybody who's going to be involved in this thing, whether you've heard from the dietitian yet, but we have somebody to support us. What happens, Ken, I guess you eat 5 Medifast meals and 1 lean and green meal every day so that you can dine out at a restaurant if you want to. You get a lunch meeting, that sort of thing. And it seems almost hard to believe that we could lose up to 20 pounds in the first month. The average weight loss is up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Why is it that you think this is a good program?
This really is a good program because I've seen it work. A lot of my patients are on this. They provide you with dietitian-formulated meals, which are healthy. They're satisfying. They taste good. I have tried a few of them myself. And this satisfies everybody's needs to figure out what they should eat, how much they should eat, and feel satisfied. And my patients are losing weight. I saw a patient last week who lost 50 pounds in a year doing this.
Wow. There are 70 Medifast meals to choose from. They are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. See, that's the thing that I'll wonder about, and Richie will too. Here's how you get onto the program. Log on to MedifastKen.com, all one word, MedifastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the program. Or if you prefer, you can call them toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning any weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com. All right, Ken, what's the big story of the day today?
Well, we're talking about losing weight, and one of the reasons why you don't lose weight, besides eating the wrong foods, not exercising, is because you don't get enough sleep. And in the medical journal Sleep this week, people with breathing problems that disrupt their sleep were less tired after 3 weeks of treatment with a breathing device compared to those who were treated with the placebo. So sleep apnea is a real thing, and it can be easily treated. If you're awakening after a good night's sleep and you're very tired, or if your sleeping mate tells you you snore and stop breathing, please get treated because you'll have untreated, you'll have high blood pressure, strokes, you'll get heart disease, and you won't lose weight.
Isn't that amazing? how one thing, this is so important, we talk about this all the time. It's 6.5+ hours, 6.5 to 7, 7.5, 8
in
there.
My new recommendation for the new year is to wake up when you feel rested. That's how long you should sleep as an adult.
Well, then you have to
hear that, Doug.
I'm going to say, you got to go backwards with Richie and me and the other people who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Corrected.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Rich and Jennifer and Clay and I are looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that can help you out. A better living when it comes to technology is the mainstay of Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor. Do you know what's ahead for digital photo and video this year? Digital photo and video. Most of you just say, okay, I got my iPhone, I got my camera. You think that's all there is?
No.
We'll find out from Alex next on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
This week is all about my predictions for technology in 2011. We've talked wireless devices on Monday, electronic books yesterday. Today, let's look at photography, photo, and video. I think we'll see a pretty big shift this year in digital photography. Point-and-shoot camera sales are slowing because most of us either already have one or we're using the one on our phone. But many people will buy a digital SLR camera this year. These have the big interchangeable lenses. The photos are much better, and they're fun to use. Sales of digital SLRs are accelerating. Also, I don't think things are going to get any better in the digital camcorder space. Digital home video, unfortunately, will not get any less complicated. There's just no easy way to do digital video. You have to import the movies to your computer, which takes a lot of time. You have to edit the movies. Then you have to compress and export the movies, either to the internet or to a DVD. It's a highly technical process, and it's hard, and it won't get any easier. I'm Alex Goldfain.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
American energy issues often make headlines. That was especially the case last year. Now, looking forward into this new year, the oil and natural gas industry is calling to ensure the country is positioned, wants to have a strong, prosperous, and secure energy future. Brian Osich would like to explain how that's happening.
The American Petroleum Institute is assessing the state of American energy in 2011. API President and CEO Jack Girard says there's great potential for economic growth in the U.S. if policymakers choose smarter steps for energy revenue, like charging fees to access areas for energy development instead of simply levying more taxes.
A new study that we've just produced from Woods Mackenzie shows that there's a real danger in that approach. Increased access generates an estimated $149 billion in additional government revenue. Under an increased taxation scenario, those net revenues decrease by $128 billion. But more importantly, even than that, as the millions of Americans struggle to find jobs, the total additional direct, indirect, and induced jobs could exceed 400,000 in the increased access scenario.
Girard says the public stance is equally clear.
Recent polls found that a clear majority rejects higher energy taxes.
For more, including a copy of the report, log on to energytomorrow.org. That's Newsbreak from API.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Pretty interesting how the Securities and Exchange Commission is examining whether disclosure rules for privately held firms need to be rewritten in light of the recent deals involving Facebook. Google has put in $50 million. You knew that, right, this week? And Goldman Sachs has invested $450 million in Facebook this week, which to most people who are observers of how this all works means that Facebook is going to do an IPO so these guys can cash out immediately this year. Let's say put $450 million. You know how much money? Some people think that Facebook, if it went on an IPO, would bring in $25 billion. And it's still controlled pretty much by Zuckerberg. So imagine how much he gets out of it. Hunga bunga. Cash, Richie. It's all about cash.
Once
cash
it goes public,
king.
It's all over, dude.
Yeah, 59 after the hour on Good Day.